This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The so-called Volcker Rule, as a small part of the Dodd-Frank banking reforms from several years ago, is expected to be approved by five regulatory agencies, finally. The rule forbids proprietary investments by banks for their own profits, which have been proven the most risky. The latest Edward Snowden NSA leaks finds the NSA spies with help from the UK, monitoring and spying inside Second Life and online games to ferret out baddies and recruit for their purposes. This is both scary and ludicrous. Government in Ukraine is moving against protesters. Putin has dissolved the news and radio agency. Israel is allowing some building materials in the Gaza Strip for Palestinians, finally. Mandela's funeral will see attendance by 91 heads of state, including four U.S. presidents, Obama, George W. Bush, Clinton, and Carter. The states have robbed tobacco settlement funds for health prevention to the tune of billions, diverting funds to balance budgets, with only North Dakota and Alaska meeting federal anti-smoking expenditure targets. The USA sold the last of its GM stock, totaling $10 billion, on almost $50 billion in investment. Overall, in the bailout, the USA made $433 billion on expenditures of $422 billion in the black. Steelworkers, with their president, hosted a banquet to award plaques to heads of Cargill Private Investment Equity Group. Investors had saved 1,000 jobs at Sunoco Refinery in Philadelphia with the government's help. ACLU Action has launched a website and the Big Gay Illegal Wedding campaign for five winners of creative ideas on how neighboring legal same-sex states can push the next-door neighbor states to do better. Reports have been in agreement on increased sexual assault protection within the military, but stopping short of Senator Gillibrand's proposal to take such matters out of the chain of command indicates there will be some progress. Airline passengers are paying for the budget deal with a triple-fold increase in TSA security charges to raise $25.9 billion, $8 billion of which will pay for screening, and $18 billion for the national debt. Come on, man. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.